Good morning.
Good to see you all today. I see we have some of our summer travelers back with us today. Welcome back. Hi, Carl. I didn't get a chance to say hi to you, but welcome back as well. It's good to have you all back in church today. What a beautiful day, huh? Enjoying
Amen.
This warm weather? I think I'm ready for a little cool weather myself. Well, we're glad you all are with us today. If you're first-time visitors or would like to speak to me, I would certainly love that opportunity to get to know you a little better. So welcome, and we're glad that you're here with us today. Just a quick couple of announcements. We do have the next card. You find them in your bulletin. That's your registration of your attendance today, or any notes that you would like to get to myself or Carolyn in the office. That would be the best way for you to do that. I don't always remember these things you tell me on Sunday morning, so that's really the best way to do that as well. I do want to make an apology. Last Sunday, I said we were having healing and communion, not realizing that I'd already had plans made from several weeks ahead of time. So any of you that showed have come this previous Wednesday, I apologize for that. Next month, we will obviously, on the third Wednesday, we will be back in the group, and we will be doing that as well. So I encourage you all to come. We do share communion together and pray for one another. So I encourage you all to do that as well. We've got a new Bible study starting this week. This is one I think we all can use. It's called Head Scratchers, When the Words of Jesus Don't Make Sense. Anyone ever been confused by the words of Jesus?
Amen.
We're going to look into that. So this Wednesday, we're going to start at 7 o'clock in the fellowship hall. I do have the books out there in the narthex on the table out there. I would encourage you to grab a book and read the introduction in the first chapter. It's a 5-week study. So if you'd be interested in joining us for that, grab a book today. If you forget and don't pick it up now, I'll have them over in the fellowship hall as well. And I think I have 15 books, but if we have more folks than that, we'll have to order them. So don't take a book unless you're going to come. Here recently, we've had people take the books, and then I never see them in class. We have to reorder books. So don't do that. If you would like a book, let me know, and I can order you one. But don't take one initially until we get everyone in the class able to have a book as well. So I hope you will come out and join us for that. I think it's going to be a good study. Summertime study, and then we'll have about 7 weeks before Advent starts. And I've already picked out and purchased the Advent study, so we're going to be doing that as well this year. But we'll have another one between the end of this one and Advent. So that's your fall plans for Bible study. I'm glad we're able to get started again with that as well. So I hope you'll come out and join us for that. I believe I did want to mention the crosswalk that just was mentioned this morning. I think we're actually going to get t-shirts this year, so now you're going to want to be involved with that. So come out and walk. It's on October 1st. It's a Saturday. It used to be Sunday afternoon, but they've changed it to Saturday now. So I think it'll make it a little easier on folks getting away from church on Sunday and getting downtown and all of that. So I hope you'll join us. There'll be more information coming on that. But Betty McMurchie will be getting the materials for us. We need your sponsorship and things like that. So put that on your calendar, and I hope you're able to join us on October 1st. Let's now prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning.
Not be moved. this day. Let your precepts fill our ears and open our mouths to speak the truth. Let your teachings pervade our very lives, to uproot and to pull down, to change, to renew, to build, and to plant. In your presence we gather to worship in reverence and in awe. Amen.
The Bible comes from Exodus 3, verse 5. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground.
This little lady walks in all hunched over, and Jesus spots her, and Jesus goes to her. He lays his hands on her, and she's healed. Immediately, she stands up straight, and she's all good, and she's healed. That's a miracle, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. That's a miracle. We pray for miracles all the time. So now, the priest sitting up there in his fine robe, what happened? Do you know the story? He got all bent out of shape, didn't he? He was all good and straight. Everything was perfect in his world. Jesus healed this lady on the Sabbath. You're not supposed to heal people on the Sabbath. You're supposed to rest. So he went from being straight and proper and prim and proper to all bent out of shape. He said, you can't do that. It's Sunday. That's ridiculous, isn't it?
It is.
You shouldn't be able to heal everybody every day, right?
Amen.
Is there a special day for healing? No. Every day can be a day of healing. So the point of that story is, what's the point? It's okay to, oh boy, okay, parents, grandparents, all you folks. So it's okay to break the rules, isn't it? Well, they're all over that. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, amen.
Pastor David said we can break these rules. Well, don't come to me crying when you get in trouble. All right? It's not my fault if you get in trouble. We have to follow the rules. But there's some rules that we're going to talk about for those of you that are going to stay here today. We're going to talk about what it means to follow the rules or to live in God's grace. That's a lot of big stuff, isn't it? All right. We're going to work on that today. But my point is, we don't always have to follow every rule to the T, especially when it comes to helping someone. Man, this is going down real quick, isn't it? Dan, bail me out here. Speeding is okay if you're taking your wife to the hospital because she's hurt, right? And the cops pulls you over and you say, hey, she's hurt. I got to get her to the hospital.
They'll let you go.
Don't break the rules. But it's okay to break the rules. Does that make sense?
Right.
That doesn't make sense to me either. We're going to talk about that today. I don't know if I'm going to make it any clearer, but I hope I will. Because sometimes God says you got to sometimes not break the rules, but you don't always have to follow the rules if you can help someone else. Does that make sense? As long as someone don't get hurt by you breaking the rules, right? That's really what that meant, because Jesus was healing this lady that he healed. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this message today, even if it's a little confusing. But sometimes it's okay to bend the rules to help others. So Father, we just ask a blessing upon these young people today and each one of us that have heard this message. Thank you, Jesus, for showing us your healing word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Let me have my spoon back because I got to straighten that out to eat my cereal when I get home. You know what's that? Healing can take place at any time. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We've got to be ready for God's intervention in our lives. We do have some folks this morning I would like to lift up. It's our time for prayer here in our service. So I'm going to lift up these names to you. I'm sure you bring folks with you today that need God's special attention today. So I encourage you in our prayer time to lift them up as well. We continue to pray for Gina McDonald. That's a Barbara and George Russell's daughter. Still undergoing a cancer treatment as well. Karen Snyder as well. Still undergoing cancer treatments and other issues in her life. So we're just lifting Karen up and David, her husband, and Deb as well. Don Morfesis. Don's not with us this morning, but Don fell off a ladder on Wednesday and really had a pretty significant hit on his knees. So pray for Don this morning. Is he doing okay? Okay, I know he's probably sore by now. So lift Don up if you would. Marjorie Powell, Marjorie, it's good to see you today. She's been having several falls But we're finding out it might be related to some heart problems. So maybe if they can get a handle on this, they can figure out how to treat it. So Marjorie, we continue to lift you up as well. Paul, the brother of Ruthie Rawson. Ruthie's not here today either. Her brother is, I don't know if he's still in the hospital. He was in JFK with pretty serious health concerns. And just pray for him and Ruthie as well, as she takes care of him during this troubled time as well. We continue to pray for Sean Friend and Ken Friend and their family, just for God's guidance and healing in their family as well. Ann, his sister-in-law, Nancy Geddes, had a fall and a fractured hip, and I think she's doing a little better. She's going to rehab now, so continue to lift Ann up. Ellen Miller as well. Ellen Miller, you know, has been in Coral Bay for, I guess, 100 days, because now the insurance is telling her to look for another place, so we're keeping her in prayer for continued healing from a fractured hip from her as well. So just keep Ellen in your prayers. Jane Hart is lifting up Lisa Parkerson, who's having some medical tests done this week. We're lifting up Thomas Caldwell and Donna Foreman. We're lifting up Scott for healing, and Wendy for addiction, and Donna for pain. David Shute was here earlier this morning for a prayer time, but he's having some severe back problems, so keep David Shute in your prayers as well. And we've been praying for Scott, who is in rehab, and he's doing better, so let's continue to pray for Scott as well. That's a friend of the more pieces. And Karen Rudrajana has no voice this morning and a cold, so we pray for your healing. And God will continue to guide you. She has praise for her new roommates. She says they are angels, and she's truly blessed. So we're proclaiming that as praise today for prayers answered. I know Karen in that regard as well. I know there's things on your hearts this morning. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Bow your heads and pray with me. Gracious God, we are so awestruck by your power. Father, as we talk about our scripture today and our lesson, Father, there's mountains and valleys in our lives at all times. I pray that when we're struggling up the mountain, that you would reveal to us that we are climbing the right mountain. Father, we want to climb the mountain that leads to you. We want to climb the one that leads to our Savior, Jesus. Father, you heard our pleadings this morning. Many, many people in our congregation and our families and friends that have had severe injuries this week and illnesses and insurances that have run their course. A whole gamut of problems today facing our people today, Lord. I pray today that we would see you in the midst of our struggle. That as we do struggle and scramble up the side of our mountains, that we can feel your presence there with us. Father, today we pray for healing. We pray for miracles. Just like the lady who has been out of shape and Jesus healed her. Father, today we pray that healing upon our people. Father, today I give you praise and thanksgiving for revealing yourselves to us in a new way each day. Father, our world is upside down with trouble and turmoil. Father, I pray for our leaders of our country at all levels to seek the discernment of God in decisions they make on our behalf. Father, I pray for the candidates running for president and that they would see you in this struggle and they would turn to you for your guidance. Father, we pray today for our community. So much bloodshed going on right here around this church in Lake Worth. Every day we hear people being murdered, killed, injured, maimed, children, young people, adults, elderly. Father, it never ends. If Father, we rest in confidence of being your children. That you have told us when we would suffer through these things, that you are with us, and more than that, you have prepared a place for us. We are just travelers on a journey. We're moving on to our perfection. So, Father, today I ask that you would bless us in this time of worship. And whatever burdens and just things that wear us out, Lord, could be removed for just a short time at least. And then the total healing, the total miraculous presence of our Savior be among us. Father, we love you. We give you the praise as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we ask that you would receive our offering. Receive it. Use it. Use us in your kingdom today. We pray your blessing upon this offering. In Jesus' name. I believe you're going to remain standing, so don't sit down.
You're going to stand up. Unless you can't get that chance.
Pay attention to that. They begged that they would not have to hear one more word. They couldn't stand the command. If even a wild animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned. The sight was so frightening that Moses said, "I'm terrified and shaking." Anyone been terrified and shaking? "But you have drawn near to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, heavenly Jerusalem, to countless angels in a festival gathering, to the assembly of the God's firstborn children who are registered in heaven, to God the judge of all, to the spirits of the righteous who have been made perfect, to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks better than Abel's blood. See to it that you don't resist the one who is speaking. If the people didn't escape when they refused to listen to the one who warned them on earth, how will we escape if we reject the one who is warning from heaven? If we don't listen to the one here on earth, how are we going to respond to the one speaking from heaven?"
Amen.
His voice shook the earth then, but now he has made a promise. "Still once more, I will shake not only the earth, but heaven also." The words "still once more" reveal the removal of what is shaken. The things that are part of this creation, so that what isn't shaken will remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that can't be shaken, let's continue to express our gratitude. With this gratitude, let's serve in a way that is pleasing to God with respect and awe, because our God really is a consuming fire. Let's pray. Gracious God, I have a blessing for the reading of this word. Let us see the vision that you have for each one of us. Father, bless this message today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. Anyone been in an earthquake? We don't have many earthquakes in Florida. We lived in Missouri and we had a couple of rumbles before. A sidebar, did you know in New Madrid, Missouri, New Madrid Fault is a bigger earthquake fault than the San Andreas Fault in California? Just so you know that. In 1860-something, they had an earthquake that the Mississippi River flowed backwards for 7 days.
And it moved 60 miles.
I'm giving you, and it moved about 100 miles from its course. Yes, it did. Thank you, Kathy. Okay, back to our message. A little history of Missouri. How many of you have been shaken? Shaken in a way that you wonder what is going on in my life. Anyone been shaken that hard? Some of you are being shaken right now. What would happen to us if we were shook? Our scripture told us this. What if we're shaken so hard that everything that means nothing to us falls away from us? What's left? Think about that. What is left after everything that's useless in our life is shaken and falls away from us? Anyone brave enough to say? Our faith, our God, our very lives can be taken from us. And all we have left is God. That's what our scripture is speaking to here today. That sets the stage for Hebrews 12. The Israelites have been rescued time and time again. Moses was called to the top of Mount Sinai and he trembled and he was feared for his life. Y'all remember what Mount Sinai was? They couldn't even touch it. They would die. If we're climbing the wrong mountain, we can die. How do we know it's the right mountain, you ask? Our scripture tells us. Jesus Christ, Mount Zion, the new Jerusalem, the new covenant, is our only hope. Our scripture tells us today that as those folks went to Mount Sinai, they rushed there, thinking that's where God was. Was God at Mount Sinai? What happened on Mount Sinai? What did Moses get there? There was a clue in my children's message today. What did he receive there? The Ten Commandments. He received the law. And you couldn't go there without suffering death. God was there, wasn't he? God wasn't meeting us in our point of need on Mount Sinai, was he? We couldn't go to Mount Sinai. It's not in us. We're sinners. We're self-righteous. We're people that can't go to the mountain where God inhabits. This scripture starts talking about how that changed for us. Talking about Mount Zion and the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Now, who wants to go there? Have you found in your life that you were afraid to approach the throne of God in prayer? Maybe you've done something so horrific that God could never forgive you. Who's been there? The brave ones raise their hands. Folks, we in ourselves cannot approach the throne of God. We can't do it. We're never going to be good enough. We're never going to be good enough. But our scripture here today is telling us, instead of coming to the mountain of fear, we were presented with a mountain of grace. Who here this morning needs a little grace in their life? You know, I want to be a good person. Do you all want to be a good person?
Amen.
Amen.
You stink. You stink. As good as we want to be, are you as good as you want to be?
No.
No. So looking at it from that perspective, it's pretty hopeless for us, isn't it? Folks, I know a lot of good people. Some of you are those good people. Most of you. Going out on a limb here, all of you are good people. I'm your pastor. I'm supposed to encourage you.
Thank you.
I'm encouraging you by saying you won't be struck down immediately right now. God's still working with you. He's giving you a chance. He's here for you. Now, Mount Zion, the mountain we can approach. As the people that if they would have touched Mount Sinai would have died. Jesus, who died on Mount Zion? I'll just give the answer away. Where did Jesus die? So that Mount Zion could still represent our death, couldn't it? But Jesus stood in our place. Has anyone ever taken a bullet for you? Have you ever taken a bullet for someone? No. That's what Jesus did for us. He took the bullet. And when he did that, he made Mount Zion a place that you and I could go. Where does that faith come from? Where does that kind of faith come from? Do you all have it here today? Because we have a choice to make. Faith is tough sometimes, isn't it? Faith is a struggle. Faith is challenging at best, right?
Amen.
Who here this morning is struggling with their faith? I got two papers due tomorrow. I'm really struggling because I asked God to take care of this for me. And he did. He said, yes, I'm going to do it. God, I'm pretty busy. I'm pretty important. I have things to do. I have people to meet me. I have people to talk to. I have things to do. I've got Olympics to watch. I've got two papers that are due tomorrow, and I have come up with every excuse that I thought was perfect, man. It is good. We've got good excuses. And I still ask God, God, can you do something about this? I offered to pay a fellow pastor friend $500 to do these papers.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't do it. He said, I'll come and preach for you while you write your papers. I said, well, I'll preach all the time. I'm okay with that. That takes 15 minutes at most, right? Right, right. I need somebody to write these papers. So far, God has let me down. What am I going to do tomorrow? I've got to turn them in tomorrow. I've got a whole box of sharp pistols. I can't use that as an excuse either. My point is, we can all make excuses. We can all say, oh, my faith has been challenged. Yes, it has. Did God tell you that your faith would not be challenged? Show me that in the Bible.
No.
All He tells me in here is that we're going to be challenged, right?
Right.
Amen. That's the challenge. To be challenged. But the challenge is to let Jesus do what He did and then receive the gift. How many of you here find it impossible to accept the gift? Have you ever had anything given to you as a gift and think, oh, this is too extravagant, I shouldn't take it? Try to give a gift back. How does that make the person feel that's given you the gift? And the sacrifice they've made. Now, a gift can come in any number of ways. And how many times have we turned down a gift? I've done it. I used to be very prideful in that. You've heard my story. People would want to help me, and I would deny them the gift of being a blessing. I'm a jerk. I'm a jerk. I refuse to let someone be a blessing. Today, many of us are hurting. And no matter how we're hurting, is there something we can be grateful for?
Amen.
Sometimes my prayer is so simple that just let me wake up in the morning and give it another shot, God.
Amen.
Let's try to make the best of this. One more day to make it right. One more day to try to make it right. We don't make it right every day. But each day that we wake up, we get an opportunity to make it right. God has provided us with a place. You know, the 23rd Psalm, we always use that in the funeral, you know that. Everyone reads the 23rd Psalm. But we always focus on, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Yes, you do. But read on. Don't stop in the valley of the shadow of death. That is telling you to move on. You will spend some time there. But God intends for you to keep seeking what's beyond the horizon. And then what is the horizon? We see the mountain. In our case, let's make sure it's Mount Zion. The heavenly place. Where Jesus has gone before us. Mount Sinai, God has gone before us. And we couldn't stand up to the pressure. We couldn't do it. And then He gave us an opportunity. God gave us an opportunity to get it right. This is where a pastor's job seems like, where do you go from here? I've got some comparisons here. And I want you to think about these this week. Mount Sinai and Mount Zion compared. Mount Sinai, come near and die. If we were to touch it, we were to die. Mount Zion, come near and die, then live. We're still going to die, but then we're going to live. Mount Sinai, God's character was revealed, but we couldn't deal with it. On Mount Zion, God's love was revealed. We can deal with that. On Mount Sinai, God came down from heaven, but not near man. On Mount Zion, God came down from heaven to dwell among us. That feels better already. Mount Sinai, God spoke and fear erupted. Mount Zion, God spoke and life erupted. Let's make sure we go to the right mountain. Mount Sinai represented the law. Mount Zion represents grace. We need God's grace. Sinai, the tablets of stone, the law. Mount Zion, the broken heart of flesh on the cross. That's what I was speaking about with the kids today. Is it okay to break the rules? Jesus did. We break them for the right reason. Jesus came to do away with the rules, the law. Mount Sinai was temporary access to God. Mount Zion is permanent access to God. We have God's ear no matter what, in all we do. Mount Sinai was fear and trembling. Mount Zion is worship and celebration. At the end of our scripture, did you remember the part about worshiping and celebrating this gift? Folks, we've got to spend some time worshiping and celebrating. Every day. Not just on Sunday morning between 10 and 11. Every day. Folks, a shaking is coming to the earth. I don't preach end times too much, but you know what? We've got to be ready. This place we know and so comfortable in is going to be shaken. Everything that is useless will be shaken away. It's going to fall away from us. We're to live responsible lives, but we're not meant to fret and fight. To fret and fight and scramble for this world. Folks, we're passing through. My prayer with the kids. We're travelers on a journey. On our journey, we have valleys of the shadow of death. We have mountaintop experiences. I don't know where you find yourself this morning, in the valley of the shadow of death, or are you on the mountaintop? And when you get to the mountaintop, you feel close to God. You feel that this is where I should be. Or do we get to the mountaintop, and this is our worldliness, do we get to the mountaintop and say, doggone it, that's my mountain over there. Back down in the valley. How many years will that take? Back up to the other side. We've got to choose wisely. Folks, we're going to die. That's inevitable. We're also going to live. We're going to live. And while we're here living, we've got to thank God for the joys in our lives. Some days those joys are pretty small, aren't they? Some days those joys can't be found. That's why we get up in the morning and say, Lord, where is my joy to be found today? It may be different than it was yesterday. It may be in a sunrise. It may be in the clouds of the ocean. If that's what God has given you today, be grateful for it. Because during the hard times, He's there with you as well. This morning, as we close with prayer, as you know, this altar is always open. Anytime the doors of this church are open, you are welcome to meet God at this altar. So as I close in prayer today, we go into our closing hymn. Those of you that feel like we need to start to climb up the mountain, let this altar rail be the foot of the mountain. Let this be where you start today fresh. Let's pray. Father God, we pray that as we seek our Mount Zion, We know that Jesus is there. Father, I pray that today would be the first day of the rest of our lives, that we come and kneel at the foot of our Mount Zion. Kneel at the foot of the cross. Kneel at the feet of Jesus. Father, let us give ourselves anew to you today. Let us offer ourselves as a living sacrifice as Jesus did. And Father, point out to us and show us without confusion the path that you have laid out for us. Let us seek you in all we do. And let us praise you along the way. We praise Jesus' holy name today. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Our closing hymn today, Blessed Assurance. Amen. The 361. Go with us now, in Jesus' name, Amen.